We're holding this vigil so that we can show solidarity with the victims of the horrific London attacks. It's something that shocked us all, and we want to be able to remember those victims and do and pay homage to those victims who were caught up in this attack. But also we want to portray the fact that the attacks that are being carried out in the name of Islam are really not the true teachings of Islam. They really don't have anything to do with the religion of Islam. And what we want to do is show a peaceful religion that Islam is, and also show solidarity and loyalty to our fellow community. I understand that there is negativity around it, and that it is attributed to the religion of Islam, and this is why we're holding events such as this one, to be able to educate those people that may be misinformed. And on the large, people are well informed, but you know, there are people that do not have that education, and that's why we're holding events like this, so that we can get the message out there that look, we stand with you. We're just as horrified and completely condemned the attacks that have happened, and this is why we want to hold the event, so that we can show solidarity to the community as well. If there was a way of working alongside with the authorities to work out what the root cause was, you know, we'd happily have that conversation with them. But you see, it's a very, very small minority of people that attribute themselves to Islam, whereas 99.9% of Muslims are peace and law-abiding citizens, peaceful and law-abiding citizens. And this is the message that we want to try and get across.